Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 51, Life's a Beach.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Lil Onyx.
I'm Dark Heart.
I'm Anvil.
And I'm Pink Taco.
Yeah, that's right. She exists.
We love Taco.
It happens.
Yes, we've talked about this girl for, what, almost a year now.
Basically, yeah.
She's finally here?
She was one of the originals.
Yeah.
She was a forefather of the Boston Bastard
Brigade. Talked about me?
No, you were on one of our the original show.
Yes,
and
we had
to scrub it because somebody was a racist.
And a sexist.
Yes, and a douchebag.
And everything under the sun that you could be against.
Yep.
I think it was against being a man at the same time.
Yeah, very true.
True.
Who, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Fucking asshole.
What was his name?
Don't even remember, don't want to remember.
Don't care to remember.
Okay.
But this is actually a really big moment for us here in the Boston Bastard Brigade, because this is the first time where all five original members are on one episode.
Bingo. At the beach.
Well, I'm not on this episode. I'm in it, but not on it, because I might break it.
Yeah, we're used to that one. Fat fuck.
Hey, you're fatter than I am.
Oh, yeah, we can swear, right?
Yes, we
yes.
Can. Oh, my God. I don't have to censor myself.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, it's not like the radio show where you've been like, motherfucker! And we're like, hit the red button. Hit the button, King. Hit the button, King. What? It... What button? The red button! Drop it! Ah!
Bunch of coal.
But yeah, it's good. This is great that we finally have everybody together. Well, at least the five originals.
One big happy bastard family.
Yay.
Yes.
And it just really makes me feel much more whiter and, you know, just
I feel
not
a little bit darker in here.
Yeah. Yeah, Anvil is the black person.
And Dark Hill's the white, you know, is a white guy, basically.
And I am the white guy.
No Pink matter. Taco is the Hispanic girl.
I don't know what I am anymore because I just got toasted by the sun.
You can be the mom in the group.
You can be the Russian.
Hi. You're the mom.
Hi, now, we're not, you know, making fun of him. It's just we've all noticed that he's the one.
How many times have I used this line? I can't take you fuckers anywhere.
Use that one or my personal favorite. Now, before we start drinking, does everybody have a way home?
Because I'm going to get shit-faced. I don't feel like driving home drunk. I want to be a police officer at some point in time in my life.
And I'm the guy that says, get drunk, I'm going to surf on your truck.
He's going to Teen Wolf it.
All right, so what are we starting off with today?
Well, before we go in, we're actually not at my usual place, or our usual
place.
We're
not in the bomb shelter. We're not at the King
bomb.
Castle.
Yes, we are at a beach house. We were at Taco's auntie's house.
At Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts.
Yes, motherfucker.
Yes.
We reach out.
So I am the only black person.
Don't worry.
Because I haven't gotten lynched yet.
But, yeah, so, you know, we went down to the beach and we were swimming. It was really, really nice.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Really
fucking cold.
There were some
Side
really hot
note,
chicks in
black
bikinis.
People and yep. Ocean water do not mix.
Yeah, you didn't go in the water. I was
he went to walk in and parted around him and said, no.
Rejected.
He was like Moses,
man. I saw the water part. I saw all the other black people that were on the boat.
Oh.
And he remembered the movie they made about it called Amistad.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
You're not a bunch of Nazis, though.
Who's a Nazi?
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm Irish.
Oh, okay.
King, where's your Mac?
Well, the problem is, a couple weeks ago, we tried recording with the Mac, but the mic that I've used... Yeah, basically, because the mic here isn't Mac compatible.
Yeah,
so it was having electrical distortions.
So it wasn't the Mac Daddy.
Ghosts were fucking around with their shit.
This place is haunted, by the way.
Great! Awesome! Maybe we could get some
things
in the background.
You're gonna pick up some things in the background, like...
I will fucking kill you!
So, Taco, is there any, like, really hot, like, chick ghosts?
I don't know about chick ghosts, but there's one called Zozo or something. What did they call him?
Really?
They named him Zozo, I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
And he likes to scare people in the bathroom.
Oh, is that who was staring at me in the mirror?
Did you keep jumping out of the toilet?
So where
that
are we
one was in the
off?
Shower when I changed.
You're starting off.
Like, hey, how you doing?
We're going to talk about Slash's self-titled album that he just released.
Slash. Self-titled.
He's, as a lot of you know, he's the former guitarist of Guns N' Roses and, what was it, Velvet Revolver.
But that was the other thing. This is kind of like the thing that came out of left field. Like, one of my friends actually sent this to me, so I was able to bring it to the King, and he was able to put it up. Especially with the extra tracks, but I wasn't able to get the extra tracks. But this whole setup that they did with this album was awesome, because it's just like, Slash does not sing, really. He barely ever sings. He
might do a little background vocals.
But more or less with this one, he rips the guitar fucking awesome, and they have a great line of you know, singers that are in this. Not so much on What's-His-Name from Audio Slave, but...
Chris Cornell was good.
I'll admit it was a good song. I like Chris Cornell.
And Ozzy Osbourne?
His self-album was kind of shit.
Really? Oh, self-album?
Yeah. Who was that done with again?
Timberland,
yeah.
Timberland.
Dude, it got to the point...
I thought you were one of his older ones.
No, like Audio Slave and when he was in Black... Soundgarden.
Which is back together, thank God, they are back together.
I really liked his Euphoria Morning.
Yes.
I really like
Black Hole Sun, and I like all those other songs, but...
It got to the point where even Trent Reznor was making fun of him because of it.
Yeah.
And Trent Reznor rarely has a sense of humor.
Say that again. But back to Slash, this is definitely two thumbs up for me on this whole...
Because you've got Iggy Pop, Ozzy Osbourne, you got Chris Cornell, you got Kid Rock, you got Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead.
Kid Rock isn't really my favorite.
He isn't? Why not?
I don't know, I just don't...
He used to be good, and now he just dropped off.
Yeah,
He went into his like whole acting career and thinks he's all like the hot shit.
I think it's more of the country.
He's done a couple movies.
I think it's because he hooked up with Pam Anderson and caught a couple diseases, and now he's like horrible.
My dick dropped off.
Nah, I think he went after the pink taco of Pam Anderson.
Oh, and got some sour cream on his
hot dog. Now it's in his throat. He's all messed up.
Somebody's gonna die.
Oh my god.
The one track I was surprised that I liked so much was the one that he did with Fergie. Because I don't like Fergie.
Yeah, I don't like Fergie too much, but this actually was a track that she was able to actually do.
Wait, who
did a track with Fergie?
Slash!
Hey, Kim,
are you serious?
How can you say you don't like Fergie? You have a naked poster of her hanging above your bed.
No, I do not.
I never said I didn't like Fergie. I love Fergie.
After that whole incident where she peed herself on stage in front of thousands of people.
Was it really pee or did she sweat?
No, she peed. She even admitted, I peed.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Was she that drunk? She needs Pampers now.
Was she that drunk?
No, she wasn't drunk. She just peed.
She got excited and peed.
It wasn't even just a little dab.
R. Kelly wasn't there. Everybody's getting into it.
It's like, hey, Fergie pissed. Now I can piss on everybody. I'm going to start trying to pee on the whole crowd.
It's like, if any girls here are under 15, come to the front.
Like, pee on everybody at the stage.
Only cool kids pee their pants.
Yeah. If all rappers started peeing their pants, everybody would follow. I tell you the truth right there. If rappers did that, everybody would do it.
It's a cool thing.
And teachers would allow it.
But back to her actually singing this one, she didn't do this whole rap bullshit. It was actually like, it seemed like it was a lot more hardcore and, you know, I'd like to say
hard rock.
Like hard rock. I would like
Fergie singing hard rock.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't want to hear it.
I'd like to see her do some, you know, Arch Enemy type, you know.
No Biohazard.
You know who? OTEP.
Yeah. You know who else is on this album is Dave Grohl.
Yes, Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters guy, right?
And drummer for
Them Crooked Vultures.
Them Crooked Vultures.
And Nirvana.
Well, yeah, he also did one drumming album from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yep.
He also did Probot.
Yep, Probot. Oh, Probot. God, Probot's awesome.
Do you know who I heard almost made this album?
What?
Michael Bublé.
What the
So you had a bad day.
No, that's not Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé is
that
I wanna go home.
Oh, no, that's Daniel Potter. Damn, I gotta make fun of one artist. I make fun of Daniel Potter.
Although maybe we should touch on Michael Bublé on for a second, because Pink Choco and I have like a huge complaint about him.
Oh.
About how he used to be really cool with the whole jazz and everything, kind of like this whole Tony Bennett thing.
He's the John Mayer of jazz.
The problem is, he became too poppy.
So, really? He is the John Mayer of jazz.
Yeah.
John Mayer was awesome.
Therefore, he wouldn't be the John Mayer of jazz.
Well, John Mayer, he goes too poppy sometimes.
Yeah, he did. Actually, you know what? Right after his, what was it, Heavier Things album?
Yeah.
He totally went, like, sellout.
He did.
But no, but then he also does his John Mayer trio thing, which is all bluesy and good stuff.
Yeah, but it's like wicked, like...
It's cool. She and I were watching this video of him performing live at Hard Rock Cafe. He's badass behind the guitar.
Let me tell you, I saw, I had the Any Given Thursday DVD of John Mayer, and that was him in concert, and it was an awesome concert.
He puts on awesome concerts.
He really does. Like, he can really, like, shoot out like a solo and like really go.
But I just mean his singles that he puts out are just really poppy.
I just think that's more of the record labels putting out those singles.
Yeah.
I think if he had his way, he would go, okay, I want this song. This song truly represents who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Not Daughters. I'm more of the bluesy type.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He even jokes about it. He did this whole thing on VH1 where he disguised himself and he walked around the crowd as one of his concerts. It was like, oh, that song sucks, man. John Mayer sucks. He was basically doing that.
Michael Bublé.
Bublé. All right,
so but back to Slash. How about the Ozzy one?
That was a good song.
That was a very good song. I like.
I thought that touched back to his Bark at the Moon days.
Yeah, this whole album is just really good. I don't think I could really complain about one song. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to actually just pop that in and just listen to it constantly. And those are those albums I like. It's like Killswitch Engage. I pop that in my CD player.
I haven't complained once about their albums. Like Killswitch Engage. Not because he's a black singer. But it's the fact that, like, I've liked every single album from them.
Black Power.
It's not even that. Like, I've liked every single album that Killswitch Engage has come out with thus far. There hasn't been one complaint. Like, I can listen to Killswitch Engage, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Then there's bands like, I don't know if any of you heard Into Eternity.
No.
No, of course not. No, there's not a lot of, you know, or As I Lay Dying.
Yeah. I know As I Lay Dying.
As I Lay Dying. I have no complaints about any of their albums. I love every single album from them. And, you know, and the lead singer is not black, and there are no black people in there. Okay? Just to put that into perspective and reference, all right, quote, unquote.
Yeah, but that's what I'm just saying about the Slash album. It's like, it's one of those albums that you can just sit there and listen to. Like, I'm sitting there listening to it at work, and my boss, who's always, like, listening to, like, 70s music and all that shit, he's like, wow, this is pretty good. I was like, yeah, you know who this is? Slash. He's like, no. He's like, yeah, from Guns N' Roses with a bunch of other musicians. He's like, this is really good.
See,
burn it for me.
Why? I only listened to 3 songs.
Because you're a whore.
Yo, shut up.
Okay, really, I'm sorry, really you were at yesterday. Work.
No, I was busy yesterday. But I had to take a shower, so I turned it on with my laptop, and I was mosh pitting in the shower and banged my head. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's when he started bleeding from the head.
Yes.
Hey, Slash with Ozzy Osbourne was awesome. It got me jumping around.
The one other track I was surprised about, I don't know if you heard this one, it was on the bonus, but... He actually did a song with a Japanese artist. It was with Koshi Nabe. He's from this Japanese band called Bees. And I'm not that big of a fan of Bees. In fact, I don't know why they're even popular over there. But it was still a pretty good song. But that's just me, because I'm more of the... I listen more Japanese music than all of you guys.
Yeah, quiet.
Well,
you know what?
I listen to, like, Extra Pan and Stone
You know what? I would have loved to have seen Slash do a song with Toshi from Extra Pan, because of his vocals. If you've ever heard the song that Extra Pan did for Saw 4, oh my god.
That was an awesome song, right?
That was the only good thing about that movie.
Like, that, watching the video.
I would love to see Slash do a song with Mr. Miyagi. Watch on!
He's dead, though.
Wash off. Dead, you stupid fucker.
Well, yeah, that's why I said I wish. Maybe if there's a genie around, it'll happen.
I would like to see Slash and Buckethead to play together. That would be...
Slash, Buckethead, with Serge Tankian.
Well, that's why Primus on there, too, then.
Yeah, exactly. Be awesome.
Watch on.
Fuck you. Anyways, alright, to who would listen to the album, what'd you say?
I liked it. I was surprised at how much I really enjoyed it. I loved the bonus tracks, especially the ones he did with Nick Delivery from Queens of the Stone Age, or formerly from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
Though there is a rumor going around that's saying that Nick Delivery might be coming back to Queens of the Stone Age. So.
What?
Who?
No. The bassist.
The bald-headed one from the... I can't remember the name of the...
The
music video. Remember the one where they're like driving through the thing and they hit the deer and then like they start.
Yeah.
And he's a really creepy guy with the bass.
No one knows the album that the same one David Grohl did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that was the one where he's like the creepy bassist with the beard that looks like Anvil over here. Anyways, but yeah, it would be great to see him come back, because when we went to see Queens of Stone Age, he wasn't with them at that time.
Right.
Hopefully, if they come back around, it'd be great to go and see them again.
But back to the album, yeah, I give it 2 thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. I even played it while I was going out for a few walks.
I say 2 thumbs up as well. It's really fucking good. I would say either get to check it out some way, like on like CD Now or something like that.com, and just listen to like a couple of the 30-second tracks. I mean, even with that, you'd want to just probably buy the album.
Well, I know I only listened to a couple of songs while I was jumping around in the shower, but I give it 2 thumbs up. And 1 really big headache. Because that really did hurt.
Anyways, how about you, Dark Art?
Well, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but if you guys say it's a good album, most likely I'm going to agree.
We're gonna force you to like listen to it now. Yeah.
We're going to strap you down.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to give it 2 thumbs up, just on the fact that they're usually right.
I'm going to give it 2 nipples up.
Yes!
Wait. Yeah. Let me see. Yep, they are up.
You saw one earlier.
Yes, I saw one earlier.
My boob popped out of my vagina.
What? She's swimming on the beach. She grabbed one of the beach.
Did I miss that? What the
hell? I looked at her like, hey, you popped out. She's like, oh!
Do you remember the water was parting around you? No, I was kidding.
Damn it.
And I looked at her, I'm like, see, I should have called the other two over before I told you.
See? That guy always misses everything.
Hey, they didn't see it either. I'm the one that's sorry.
He was like,
you popped out. I'm going to tell you all, it was very, very beautiful.
My nipples look like
nipples. I have cute nipples.
They are, they really are.
Anyways.
Maybe after she'll show us all.
Well, she did flash me.
You fucker.
She did flash me that one time when we were recording the Rainbow Terrace documentary.
I did?
She was heavily sedated and drunk.
What she meant was she was severely unconscious, and the dog took a peek.
The wind blew in. And
Oh, man.
All right, so let's move on.
We're off topic.
What's the next great thing?
All right. Well, this past week, the big Electronic Entertainment Expo convention happened in Los Angeles.
A what?
E3.
Oh, okay. You use really big words on me.
And our friend, Ninja Sister, was out there. That lucky woman.
Yeah! Hey, it's somebody who actually makes money. No, because I couldn't put money down on that.
Well, we're going to try to go next year, though.
Oh, right, we're not.
Remind me to save 6 months in advance.
Remind me.
I think she'll remind you.
Yeah.
But we were reading up online about all the different stuff that was going on, and I think this is going to be a very huge year for video games, considering what they're going to be releasing within the next 6 months. And as we all know, that we had Nintendo, we had Sony, we had Microsoft showing off, well, their big guns.
Guns?
Yes. Like with Nintendo showing off the remake of GoldenEye.
Now, not to get off subject, but I wanted to ask a quick question. Is there a new Xbox?
Nope.
Yeah, there's a new Xbox.
Yes, actually, no, you are correct. A new Xbox 360, the miniature one.
It's like a slim version, basically. They're trying to catch up with the fact that PS3 already made the fucking slim.
And Wii's always small.
Wii's been small, it's just...
They've
never changed. The GameCube never changed. Wii never changed.
Well, back when we
N64
were kids,
never changed.
Everything was big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With PlayStation, when PlayStation 1 came out, they came out with a slim version.
You remember Nintendo?
A smaller version. I'm sorry. They came out with a smaller version of the PS1. Then they came out with PS2, then they came with a slim version.
Yeah.
PS3, now they have a slim version. Mm-hmm. So now they're just trying to copy each other.
Well, that's basically what the war has been about. It's been kind of like, who comes out with a better idea, then the other one follows and tries to make it a little bit better and a little bit different, just so they don't get sued.
Hence, PlayStation doing the PlayStation Move, and then Xbox 360 doing the Kinect, formerly the Natal.
Well, yeah, that's the, I don't know, man. I'm just hoping that, actually, the Project Natal / Kinect actually goes somewhere. Because, let's look at that, like, sky capture or something like that camera that was on the PS2.
Yeah.
Where it had, like, a hoverboard game where you could control it with the camera movement and everything like that. After that, never made another fucking game for it ever again.
Yeah.
It was too janky and shit. So I'm hoping that this is actually going to be something that comes out and actually makes it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Janky.
But let's look at Nintendo first. We've got GoldenEye...
Is Zelda in this room?
Jinkies!
Zoinks!
Okay, all right, hold on.
Skurb!
Who's going to be, you know...
Fuck that, man.
Fuck it.
Come on, go.
Yo, I'm Scooby.
Mm-mm. We had, as I mentioned, GoldenEye. We have Kirby coming out with a new game, Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Finally.
Yep.
No, Kirby knits.
All I'm figuring out is what he's...
It's a knit-like style. Yeah, it's like the game looks like it's knitted together.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Is that kind of like that Big World game for PS3?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay.
All I'm going to think about is what he's going to transform into something new next. Because I know that's going to happen. You know, they're going to have a new form for him or something like that. Because, you know, Kirby's always sucking up something different.
Yeah.
Right.
So are they going to have Mr. T Kirby? Or?
Probably. I thought they already did.
A-Team Kirby.
The Boston Bastard Brigade Kirby.
One game that you were talking about that you're hoping would come back and is Donkey Kong Returns. Donkey Kong Country Returns.
No, Donkey Kong! I used to love Donkey Kong.
And
yeah, boy.
We have Epic Mickey, where you get to control the famous character and try to defeat past creations of Walt Disney.
Not just on Nintendo, it's on all three, right?
It's just Wii exclusive.
Is it kind of like Kingdom Hearts setup?
No, it's where you can either help create the world and be the good Mickey, or you can even destroy the Disney world and be the evil Mickey.
There's an evil Mickey?
So pretty much you can be...
good and evil, basically.
Yeah.
There you go.
It'd be like the infamous version of Mickey Mouse. You can either be the good infamous or the bad infamous.
The Jew-hating Mickey?
I was about to say, he's Walt Disney.
And I'm not sure about any other guys, but I'm most excited about the new Raving Rabbids game.
I'm with you on that.
Raving
one,
Rabbids?
Yeah, those little bunny characters from the Rayman games.
And they're like,
Rayman was an awesome game.
Yeah, it was.
And in this game, you get to travel back in time and fuck up the past.
Nice.
So you can pee on Hitler while he's still a baby?
Basically.
I think it's going to be an E-rated game, so sadly no.
I need lotion, I'll be right back.
Damn!
Hi, Tico.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Now, on top of all the Wii stuff, Nintendo also showed off its newest system, the 3DS. And from what I heard from Ninja Sista, it's going to be amazing. Like, you don't... It's going to be 3D, but you don't need the glasses.
Wasn't that one thing that we saw at actually PAX Eats that we were able to see that it looked like it was actually three-dimensional?
No, we saw a video about it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it did kind of look interesting, but I think by the time if you're, like, looking at something like that or if you're traveling in a vehicle, because I know I kind of get motion sickness if I'm looking down, you're probably going to be end up puking all over the back of the seat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 3D! Ah!
But for their launch date, which is going to be sometime before March 2011, they are going to have a hell of a lot of big games. You've got the 3D remake of Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. You've got the 3D remake of Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater.
Yes! I want to play that. I love that game.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, he loves the Metal Gear.
Especially Snake Eater. That one was actually my favorite. You had to feed him and heal his wounds. Yes!
Awesome.
I felt more part of the game.
Yeah, Mario Kart 3DS. Kingdom Hearts 3D, which I heard is going to be a remake of the original.
Yeah. Hey, you know I love my Final Fantasy, and so, you know, Kingdom Hearts is all up in that.
We've got Resident Evil Revelations.
Ooh.
You know, I want to talk about that, because you know what? I liked the old Resident Evil. I really did, like... After Code Veronica, I got turned off.
You didn't like Resident Evil 4?
I liked Resident Evil
4. Or 5?
5 was okay.
No, shit.
5 was okay. It wasn't like... I liked 4 better. Much better.
Seeing
than
that 5. It was such a racist game.
I didn't really like Code Veronica. I didn't really like the ones that were for Dreamcast. You know, I liked 1 through 3. I liked 4. And that's pretty much it. Like, I didn't really care for all the other ones. All
right. But we also got the return of Kid Icarus with Kid Icarus Uprising.
The fuck is a Kid Icarus?
Kid Icarus.
It's Kid Icarus.
Pit, you know, the flying guy? Oh.
He flies too close to the sun, wings melt, falls into the water and drowns?
Yep. That one. And in fact, they're actually going to be putting that into the game where you can only fly for 10 minutes. Oh. Otherwise, the wings are going to fall off and you can plummet to your death.
Nice. Be fucked. All right, so what else?
Well... That's really it for the big ones for Nintendo. For PS3, we've got the return of Twisted Metal.
That used to be
that's
a fun
been
game.
Like that's been a long time coming. That I don't know, man. That it might be too late. It might be too late for that one.
From what I heard, the buzz is huge, and the lines were fucking crazy.
Well, buzz is just buzz. I mean, Red Dead Redemption isn't looking too hot on my fucking book because it's still fucked up.
It's weird because everyone's still giving it, like, nearly top grades.
I think it's just because they're fucking retarded. And
do you know what it is? It's usually a lot of older people doing it, and we're the demographic people that they're targeting.
I mean, I agree with the escapist there.
Yeah.
Zero punctuation. Even with the horse.
Horse being trapped in a fucking wall.
Yeah, exactly. So I've dealt with, you know, I played it and I was just not that impressed with it. It just seemed like it kept on screwing up on me and I was like, this is as janky and fucked up as Grand Theft Auto 4 and all the rest of the Grand Theft Autos after.
And did you see some of the bugs in it? You saw like the donkey lady and
yeah, exactly.
The flying people.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit. Rockstar needs to step back, wipe their shit clean, and just fucking restart all over again because it's not working for them.
Let me tell you, I've just never been a fan of the Grand Theft Auto series anyway.
Well, let's just put it this way. If you have a template that's not working for you, you just gotta just toss it away and just redo it all over again. It's complete utter
bullshit.
Well,
I mean, for them, Grand Theft Auto was their most popular.
Yeah, it was a popular game. I loved playing that game, you know, to death. And it finally got boring, and I stepped away. And then I was just like, I remembered how janky it was. Like,
well, yeah.
How fucked up it was. How many times did I, like, was flying perfectly fine in the helicopter, and then I was in a building. And then I was out of the building. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this game?
The only one that I actually enjoyed was San Andreas. Because you actually had to feed him. You had to work him out.
You had to work him out. You had to actually do everything. You could parachute. You could do every fucking thing with that game.
You jumped out of an airplane. There was automatically a parachute on you.
Well, after you earned it the first time. Right. And then you had it with you for, like, the rest of the game. But back to...
E3. Well, we have Gran Turismo 5 coming out.
I actually look forward to that. I like the
race. And from what I heard, there's going to be an option to play that in 3D.
Oh, finally. Okay.
We have Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which is going to be a PSN download.
Okay. Right.
And from the looks of it, it's going to be an homage to, like, the classic...
Mortal Kombat.
No, 16-bit, 8-bit games. Oh. And, like, you can have, like, the four-player co-op. It's going to be, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game.
Oh,
oh
yeah, I love that game.
That's better. That's a little bit better.
And when you do, like, a combo with all four players, you actually get to play a song and just rip the shit out of all, like, the villains while they're going attacking you.
Nice. All right, on to the next one.
We have Red Faction Armageddon.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's not. Is that going to be 360 and
yep.
PS3 exclusive? All right, good.
We have Portal 2.
PS3 and Xbox?
Yep.
It better be, otherwise I'll fucking kill somebody.
True Crime.
Nice, all right, I like that.
True Crime where?
I'm hearing Hong Kong.
Okay.
Nice.
That sounded a little bit better.
Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah. I could fucking hacky sack the shit out of that little fucking character.
And Castlevania Lord of Shadows.
Maybe.
All right, give me my Xbox. Mr. I put PS3 before Xbox.
Okay. We were talking about the Kinect, and from what I heard, the captures the movement okay, but there are elements that seem buggy, like the voice recognition.
I was also hearing the facial recognition was having maybe a little bit of issues, but the other thing is that that I think one of the first games that's going to be with it, that's one of those really popular ones, is Fable 3.
Yeah.
I heard something like that. When Fable 3 comes out, it's supposed to be a part of it. What's next?
Well, I've heard that a lot of the games that they're going to be launching with it, they appear to be a bit of, like, Nintendo knockoffs.
Or childish bullshit.
Like, Motion Sports equals Wii Sports.
How about that Sam thing? Is there that, like, there's something like Sam,
They didn't preview that there.
I'm surprised, because I've been seeing a lot of that when it was on YouTube, and it was kind of like, great, I get to have a, you know, like, an actual buddy on thing until it gets to the point where you're just like, you know what? I don't like jumping off these rocks anymore. I don't like talking to you. Why don't you just kill yourself? Because you've got no friends.
Tink.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
We have, like, Your Shape Fitness Evolves, which is too much like Wii Fit. We've got Joyride, Mario Kart. And then you got Kinect-a-Malls, which is a little bit like Nintendogs, but I will admit, the graphics in that game look really good.
Joyride?
Like, yeah.
But that's the thing. Candy. But that's the thing about that's the lore, man. It's like, what can you push, you know, the boundaries of making a game without getting sued, and along with that, making the graphics better, because Nintendo got nothing on the Xbox or PS3 on graphics.
Because look at what the PS3 just recently released. Ooh. They released Mod Nation Racers, which is like their Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I have an idea for a game. The Boston Bass Brigade video game.
I don't think anybody would like to watch or play a game where you just sit around drinking beer.
No.
You know, unless a black guy gets killed, and then they'll be all
you turn it into a fight game.
It'd be an MMA game?
Basically, you could do it like that, is you have to train your guy.
As long as my guy has...
Thank you for bringing that up with EA's MMA game that's coming out.
I started to think so. I figured I'd give a setup.
Finish back.
You can play people online. You can actually win money in tournaments. And you can record your own entrance video, put it on the internet. And then when they have their own little pay-per-view things online for people to watch, that video will play right before your fighter comes out.
No shit. That's
sweet.
Yeah, I wish they could, like, mimic your body shape. Like, I can walk in, I was like,
boom. You see, I think if Kinect does what it's supposed to, I think that's what it should do.
Well, but with Kinect, like I've said before, I want an actual setup where you can actually do a fight game. Because in the video for when it was originally Project Atal, you got the kid going and like kicking the crap out of like a character on the game and stuff like that. Like he was actually doing actual motion kicks and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I want to have a setup where I can actually do that. When I go and play Wii Punch Out or Knockout, whatever the fuck it is,
Punch Out,
it's like I only work in my arms. I want to be kicking. I want to fucking actually move. Not this whole active bullshit where it's like, you got one controller and then the other one sits on your leg. So it's like, that's fucking retarded. I want a whole sensor setup or something to be able to read the legs and all other fun stuff to be able to actually kick ass.
Right.
I want that goddamn game with the Project Atal / Kinect.
Mm-hmm. And from what it looks like, that's what they're trying to do. I'm not sure if it's going to be successful, though.
Well, see how it maps out your body.
I want that, you know, Project Natal to have, like, if you're playing a shooting game, you get shot, you feel it.
They used to have
that interactive vest that I remember wearing and getting the shit kicked out of me when I played Sega.
That never really affected me.
Really? You're big.
Yeah, you're a fat bastard. Anyways, I felt statistically,
you're fatter than me.
Statistically. But you're fucking bigger than me, so shut the hell up and...
I'll never let you live that down. We took the test and you're 2 points higher than me.
What test?
That one that we did online where I asked you how tall you were, how much you weighed, and your age and stuff, remember?
Well, whatever. Anyway, back into the whole thing.
But for other games, we have Halo Reach. I'm not sure if you're going to be up for that one.
If I could get it for free or something like that, I'll play it. But besides that, I'm fucking done with Halo.
Halo sucks.
I can see your Halo.
I mean, Darkheart over here loves the Halo, so once in a while, like, we'll pop in the Halo game and we'll start, you know, killing people online or we'll kick each other's ass.
But I'm always going to be a Halo fan.
They need to make something just fucking far out there that it makes it not the same goddamn thing. It's been the same goddamn game since first one. Just they keep on upgrading the graphics and just putting it in, and it's the same fucking shit. I can't take it. I need something more.
I understand that, man.
You're such a bore.
Chewing the same piece of gum for like 5 years now.
From what you've read, or from what you've heard, from what's been listed here, who do you think is the winner of E3 this year? Who do you think was like the best of show?
I am.
Yeah, I say Pig Taco. She's a winner. Fuck yeah.
I don't know. Pig Taco, I don't know. She's close. I mean, the milk did help her.
Yeah. How about you, Darkheart?
Darkheart!
Come on, PS3. Speak.
I'm actually, let me see.
I think you're probably more intrigued by the Nintendo.
Well, the thing is, I like PS3. PS3, for some reason, has more games that I want to play. But I like Xbox 360, mostly because I like playing my Halo. But I'm actually waiting for a certain game to come out for the Wii. That's not going to come out until months later. So,
which one?
What game is that?
For all you anime fans that are still into it, I'm actually waiting for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Transfer that's coming out in September of this year.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Believe me, this kid was the Yu-Gi-Oh! Master back in high school.
That was still. I mean, I play the video game more, so I don't collect the cards. But I just enjoy the game, and it's the first. It's the second Wii game of Yu-Gi-Oh! That's going on to Wii, but it's the first time you're actually able to really like duel and actually duel online to anybody. You know, it might even have the same setup as like Halo, where you can face pretty much anybody around the world.
Right.
As well. So this is gonna be like huge. So that way I could be facing somebody from Japan, or I could be facing somebody from like a different state or
things. Kinda like what you do with Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly. So like it's big, it's different, and so I personally can't wait for it.
So what would you put yourself underneath like for the check mark between Wii, Xbox and PS3?
Who won this convention?
You know, that's a real toughie.
We'll just put them on their side right now.
I actually want to say, even though I like PS3, I'm going to go with Xbox 360.
Really?
The reason why is just Xbox 360 has better online play, for one thing.
Well, because you pay for it.
Even if you pay for it, it's like, what, $80 for a whole entire year?
No, 50. I'd be 50 for a year.
50 for a year, right? 50 for a year.
Unless you're doing what is it, $8 a month or something like that, then it gets expensive.
Yeah, and then if you play PS3, it may be free, but like, it sucks.
Yeah.
The online play sucks. And then I've yet to play Wii Online.
Wii Online's good.
I've yet to play. I mean, I know it's probably good. I know it's probably a good balance, too, between PS3 and Xbox 360, so... I'll have to try it once the new, game comes out. But right now I'm going to go with Xbox 360 on this one right now.
Okay.
Even after the whole Mario Galaxy 2, that came out for Wii.
Okay. So what are your thoughts, Blonic?
Well, the only thing is that I have an Xbox, and I just don't want to seem like that I'm going towards it. But it seems that it's going to have that more, curve effect to it. It has the, innovation curve. I like the fact that they're coming out with the Kinect, that they're trying to create something different for gaming altogether. Create something different for gaming altogether because of the fact that it's you know, it's a step up in gaming where you're going to be the controller and not, you know, just be sitting there on your ass, even though I've talked with tons of people going, when I play a video game, I just want to sit on my ass. I just want to play a fucking video game. Well, you're still going to be able to fucking do that, you stupid asshole. You're just going to be able to just, you know, some games you're going to be able to stand up and actually do it when you're friggin' not so fat and lazy. But, I mean, PS3, I have to give it to him about Twisted Metal. I do like that factor. But I still think that Xbox is winning. As I see it now, as the war has gone on, I've seen it as Xbox, Wii, and PS3. PS3 is on the bottom, more or less, for me. Because, yes, PS3 has a Blu-ray player. Yes, it has great graphics and everything like that. But where's the fucking backing on the games? It doesn't have that backing on the games like Xbox, where it has thousands of games over hundreds of games, where, you know, the PS3 has the hundred part. So,
okay.
That's my aspect of it. So.
All right. Well, for me personally, I have to give it to Nintendo for this one. Not only for what they're showing off with the Wii, but being able to showcase the 3DS and backing everything that they were talking about, what they wanted to show.
Oh, I didn't know you were involved in that. Oh, wow.
Because
the DS and stuff.
One other thing I didn't mention with the 3DS is you're going to be able to even watch movies that were 3D in theaters on the 3DS.
No way.
So, in 3D.
Oh, wow.
So, be able to watch Avatar on there, Alice in Wonderland,
Nintendo Wins.
Christmas Carol.
Yeah, Christmas Carol. All 3D. Yeah. And you can adjust how much 3D there is.
Anvil, you're going to be dealing with the people on the fucking train, like, when you're going to work. Oh, my God, I'm tripping balls! And then they're just going to start puking all over your fucking shoes.
And then when they hit the ground, I'm going to take their... I puked in your head. Anvil goes for Nintendo, and Nintendo won me over just because of Metal Gear Solid.
Wait, but that was PS3, dumbass.
No, he said it was under Nintendo.
Yeah, 3DS. Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater.
But it's not going to be on Xbox?
Nope.
No. Motherfucker.
You got your own Metal Gear Solid game coming out in a month or so.
I want to ask everybody's opinion on something real quick. I mean, it's kind of on subject, but kind of off subject. I know for a fact within 2 years they're going to come out with another system for each. I know. I'm counting it. I'm telling you. 2 years at most.
No, I want to say by 2013 at least.
Microsoft has already stated that they have plans for the 360 for at least until 2016.
Really?
What?
Really.
Yeah, well, because they came out with this new upgraded one. I'm just wondering how the processor system on it, but they don't have any fucking specs. They won't give us the specs on it.
Well, you know what? I mean, that might be true, because you know what? With even with PS3, like, with the online capabilities, when PS2 came out and they decided to put online capabilities, you had to buy a device, you had to buy something for it.
Let's just put it this way.
And now it's all built in there, it has a hard drive, it's got everything, you know, it's like a pretty much a computer. You know, plus it's a Blu-ray player too, all in one. Like, it's a computer, a Blu-ray player, and a game system all in one. And, I mean, it was pretty cheap even when it first came out. I mean, even though, like, $600 seems like a lot, but with all the capabilities that it has and stuff like that, if you buy, like, a computer and a game system and a freaking Blu-ray player all separately, I mean, you'd be paying triple the amount of what you would pay for if you just bought a PS3, you know what I'm saying? Or Xbox 360. So I can understand, like, if 2016, they don't come out with another system for, like, another 10
years.
But
that's the only problem about this one is that Sony is scrapping PlayStation. They're not going to do another one. There's not going to be a PlayStation 4. There's not going to be. Not like
serious?
That fucking commercial that they put out there. From my my understanding, that they're going to create a whole different system. And,
oh, wow.
Which is bullshit, because the fact is people have put so much money into their goddamn systems that they're just going to screw those people out of that and go on to another thing. Even with the concept of the backward compatibility, which they fucked everybody else on when they came out with the new PS3.
Yeah, especially when they took away the backwards compatibility where they could be able to play PS2 games. I don't think even Xbox 360 plays Xbox games anymore.
Well, no, I've still been able to play some of those my old favorite games and stuff like that here and there, so it's not that bad. But
okay, at least we kept with that concept where you can actually play, like, the GameCube games and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
Plus, you can also go online, you can download all the games from the old Nintendo systems and stuff like that. So, I you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm actually going to change it now because of all of that. I'm actually going to go with Nintendo.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Nintendo.
Anybody? Anybody? No, I'm just kidding. Pink? Come on.
Nintendo,
definitely.
They're innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's good about Nintendo. They're innovative, and when they release a product, it's practically flawless. Yeah. When you had PlayStation 3, you had some that broke down. We still have Xboxes that get the red ring of death.
Yes.
I remember when Blue got his.
You know, I'm still wondering, I'm sorry, man, but
no, go ahead.
I'm still wondering about this whole new Xbox that's coming out. Did they use the environmentally safe solder on those fucking things?
Yeah, because you know what, like, Nintendo, I remember when Nintendo Wii first came out and stuff like that, talked about how he didn't put a lot of emphasis on the graphics, even though, like, the games, like, for Nintendo Wii, I have good graphics. He didn't put a lot of emphasis on the graphics. He really wanted to put emphasis on the gameplay and the things that you can do on that system. And they've done, like, such a great job with the Wii, I think. And plus, the thing about it was, the Wii is such a cheap system when it first came out and everything like that. Like, Wii was only $250 when it came out. You know, PlayStation 3 was $600, Xbox 360 was $600. You know, they were an expensive system, but Wii came out, it was $250. And everybody was just like, it got bought up in 2 seconds and stuff like that. But you know what? It was so innovative and it was so good of a system, like, that it was way more worth it than what you paid for. They gave you more than what you paid for. And, you know, even with, like, the compatibility, like, even though, like, the PSP can go with the PS3, you know, all that stuff like that, and you can link up the DS to the Nintendo Wii, just like you could have done, you know, like they did with the GameCube, stuff like that, like they did with, like, other systems, you know. It's just like Nintendo's always been a little bit more one step ahead when it comes to certain things than, like, Xbox 360 and PS3 did. And so
they had their leg up basically from, like, the 80s, and you know,
smart.
Xbox came out before 2000, and same with PS3, so, I mean,
Microsoft, I'm sorry, Microsoft are idiots.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I have to say, Microsoft are idiots. They rush things too much. I think that's the reason why we have the Red Ring of Death on our Xbox 360s. Because they didn't think thoroughly enough, you know. It's what happened to the Xbox before it. They were having Xbox problems and stuff like that, you know. So.
Okay.
Oh, so fucking cat. No,
yeah, thank you for that Xbox comment, man. That was great, thanks. Yeah.
What? What?
She wants to see phone.
She wants to see the phone? Mm-hmm. What's she staring at? Oh, the doggies.
The doggies.
All right, what else do we got here?
Well, why don't we go into what Anvil wanted to discuss. The oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
All right. So, I was at my old elementary school this week, you know, visiting. My mother works there, so I figured I'd say hi on my way home from work.
Oh, yeah.
Good work. Sound effects.
Yeah. And I found out that my city is ways to, you know, justify the budget this year with the cutbacks are cutting all public school librarians. Now, our kids are getting dumber and dumber by the day.
Because they love video games. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I mean, video games are actually teaching them more. It's sad.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's really funny because, you know, they're starting to come out with more educational games. They have games for, like, for the Nintendo DS, they have games for math.
Oh, yeah, and they make them fun, though.
You know, they make them fun. They have games for math, they have games for, like, how to code.
They have teaching languages.
They had a Mario math before, which is really fun.
They have games that pick your brain, that help your IQ, that help you be able to think faster, vision, things like that.
Precision, balance.
Which is another reason why I like the Nintendo. But
we need more games like that, because these poor children, how are they supposed to learn when there's 30 kids in a classroom and no librarians?
Well, what I was thinking was about the movie I, Robot. Remember the whole fact where they said that there was a war about the fact that they shut down libraries because the internet was able to be so powerful of a usage, and that lost jobs just because of that. But I think that it's just a tough, you know, the economic sucks balls right now.
Well,
so
the teachers were given an option to take 3 furlong days, which is work 3 days without getting paid.
Yeah, but everybody's fucking greedy, so what do you expect, man?
But it was the teachers' union, not the teachers, you know, themselves, but their union that said no, because the police and fire department wouldn't go along with it.
Well, that is kind of hard to, you know, that I would bet there would be that police officer's, yep, I'm working my furlong day. Bang! Oh, I got shot!
But, I mean,
oh, we're not covering you on that one.
Think about this. You have a teacher. Her job, or his job, isn't as huge as a firefighter who runs into a building that's on fire, or a police officer. Now, I love teachers. I think, you know, they do a great job. They molded every one of our minds, for good or bad.
Yeah.
More or less bad, but, yeah.
Unless you were my 8th grade teacher, then you were just really, really hot, and all we did was stare at your rack.
Not so much in that part. Anyways.
Hey, she knew it. You don't bend over 9 times in class if you don't want to get stuck.
Let's drop a pencil again.
Woo! I don't think she's wearing panties this time.
Woohoo! But I mean, how are kids supposed to learn when nobody is there to teach them? Because I know when my classes were bigger, I used to go to the librarian, ask her a few questions. She'd show me how to find it. You know, we have a microfilm on that. We have articles on that. We have this, and this is where it is. But now there's no librarian.
I mean,
now are they going to get rid of all the books too?
Yeah. They'd be like, this does not compute.
The whole fact that there are, you know, the people that have helped. I mean, back when I was at my junior high school, there was the library right next door to it. And now it's turned into a fucking bank. So, yeah.
They turned into a bank?
Yeah, they turned it into a bank.
Yep. There was. Are you talking about the one in Wyoming Square?
We're trying to leave out where we're living, dude. But, yeah, the one in Wyoming Square.
We'll see. As far back as I can remember, because I started at my old elementary school, God, 18 years ago.
Whoa.
And Miss Landrigan was there when I first started, and now this woman's out of a job. So, I mean, really, what are we supposed to do?
I'm saying that like a librarian job cannot be like an actual career, more or less. It's just one of those side job things.
Well, she made it her career because she worked at the school, but she also did lots of other things.
Just so you know.
Yeah, there were like 5 or 6 other things that she'd also do. She's been there for over 20 years, easily. And now she's just out of a job. And I was coming down the elevator right after she found out. And what do I say? She's got tears coming down from her eyes. And what do I say? Oh, sorry, you lost your job that you've had longer than I've been alive?
I'd be kind of pissed. I'd be like, I can't teach the little boomers anymore. The little fuckers.
Yeah, she always made sure everything was taken care of. Helped plan some of the coolest field trips and everything to help the kids learn. I remember as a kid, she actually had these people come in and bring live animals for you to learn about animals.
Mm-hmm.
And she still does it, because the other day I was up at the school and the people came in, I'm playing with a skunk and a baby alligator.
You're playing with a skunk?
Yeah, it's de-stinkified.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the baby alligator wanted to come home with me. Because it fell over and tried to follow me out of the building. I told the guy that if it made it out of the building, that I got to take it home, and he said, cool. But how are the kids supposed to learn if there is, no way they'd teach them? I mean, how many of us in this room have actually been helped by a librarian at some point?
Yeah, right.
I'm raising my hand right now. Raising my hand for you.
Every one of us. Yo, even, you know, maybe one of us had a crush on one of our librarians.
I didn't go that far.
No, oh my God, no.
No, my librarians were in their 70s, so
old.
No.
Well, all the librarians are
mostly just the teachers.
Well, what it is when I got to middle school, the librarian was out sick when this year first started, so they had a librarian's assistant that was like 21.
Uh-huh. Okay, oh, I've had that. Okay, if you want to count that.
Yeah. Yes, that counts.
Yeah, I had the librarian assistants that were my age group in high school.
Well, I was only in middle school, and she was 21, so, you know, she was still an older woman. I'm like 10 years old. I'm like, yeah. I'm the one that tried to hit on her, and she laughed at me and said I was a cute little kid. I'm like, I ain't little, sweetheart. And she really laughed.
What are you talking about? I get called a little kid all the time.
Well,
I do
too.
You look like a little kid.
Yeah.
I do too.
I look like I should have been in high school at 11. I had a beard.
Especially if I shave. Since I shave.
I get carded to go to R-rated movies.
I do too. Bam.
I get asked if I want a child's menu.
Yeah. No. You guys want to hear the funny thing?
It's sad.
When I was in middle school, me and my friends went to see a movie, and they all going to see a G movie. I wanted to be funny, and I asked for an R-rated movie, and the guy handed it to me. I was the youngest one in the group at 10. But I forgot to shave for like 2 weeks, so I had a full beard going on.
At 10?
Yeah, I kind of look Muslim at, that age. I had a really bad tan because I just come back from Ireland for the summer and had a full beard going on. You probably could have called me Jebediah and they would have agreed.
Freaking Gia Pet.
Exactly. Yo, I graduated elementary school with a 5 o'clock shadow. No lie.
What you talking about?
I mean, look at my face. I actually went skin smooth you know, you guys can't see it, but I actually have quite a bit of fat on my face. I went skin smooth this morning.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, your shaving held up better than mine.
Oh, it has. It lasts a long time.
She shaves once a year. The rest of you here, she looks like Grizzly Adams.
But what are your thoughts on this, Pink Taco? On this whole librarians being shafted by the school system?
I think it's bullshit. I think they're being taken advantage of. Like, they're taken for granted. Not taken advantage of. Taken for granted.
Underappreciated people in our schools.
Definitely.
And they're the ones that are giving the most help, because there are these kids who are being given these assignments by their teachers, and they don't know where to look, and who's always there to help them? The librarians.
You know, truthfully, there's a lot of other things they could have cut. Get rid of art.
Yeah, who needs art?
Get rid of music.
No, wait. I know you just did not say music.
Wait. Let me put this out there. Back when I was originally in school, our music teacher got sick for a little while, and our regular teacher taught us music. Whether it was playing jazz music and playing different things, teach us how to do it all in class, right?
Our music teacher taught us slavery songs.
Yes.
I'm being wicked serious with
that. Wade in the water.
Yes.
Swing
low, sweet chariot.
We would be singing that during, like, musical things and stuff like that.
What I'm saying is, get rid of the music teacher and go back to having the regular teacher teach it. Well, you know, make you have you listen to jazz and gospel and all that stuff, you know, that you normally do with a music teacher, but that eliminates the entire position when there's somebody already there that could teach you it. You know, give them the guidelines and say, this is what, you know, you have to do at least once a week for this amount of time, and you have to teach them this. Give them a teaching guide on how to do it, because you're going to be out of class anyway for that amount of time. Why can't they do it? Well, and boom, you've just saved a bunch of jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like with college, where you have these professors that are one, they teach one specific class, and they teach about five different specific classes. Where it's back in elementary school, it's one professor to 30. One teacher for 30 kids.
Exactly.
And that teacher is supposed to be able to teach, you know, math, science, social studies, everything down the friggin' road. You know, yeah, basically the main, you know, material that they're supposed to. And you know, them to step up and maybe instead of have a gym teacher come in, that could be eliminated. You could get rid of these goddamn gym teachers that come in and go. I don't know how many times I've had, like, the worst gym teacher in the world, like, yelling at us about stupid things, like, you know, believe me, they've thrown hissy fits over us, you know, doing simple things like not shooting the basketball in the hoop.
Like, it's like, come on, do it! You little pussy!
No. I mean, like, these two girls would go up to the hoop, one shoot, the other one grabbed the ball and shouted. He's like, no, you're supposed to get that ball and run it back! And I was like, whoa.
So dodge the ball! Dodge the ball!
The teachers need their time away from the students, but I think it's more or less that there are positions that are kind of pointless and they're really loser jobs. Librarian is not so much. It's
if
one
you
of those
have
things that
to,
are needed.
Why don't you have the librarian teaching it?
That or no. Well, I mean, I think I remember my librarian being back in my elementary school. He used to take care of the food and library at the same time.
Yeah, well,
so,
our librarian, you know, what she used to do, and she still does until, you know, the end of the year when her job's gone in, like, 3 days, is she helps plan field trips, fundraisers. She just had a book sale where a bunch of, you know, she went out and spent her own money on books and sold them to the kids so they could get the books that they wanted, you know, worked out a deal with, like, Scholastic or something, and was able, you know, like, there's some free books and blah, 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 and the kids were able to buy really good books for cheaper prices. Like, you know, I know one kid saw a Yu-Gi-Oh! Book that, you know, what you did was you opened it, you peeled off the Yu-Gi-Oh! Sticker and put it where it belonged, but you actually read the story that went with it for like $2. And I'm sorry, I know all of us as a kid, when you had those sticker books that you read and you were putting the stickers on the page, you would actually read it.
It actually gave a shit.
Because that story would tell you where that sticker went.
Yeah.
And we'd all be like, okay, the sticker goes here!
It's like the sound effect book. So it's like, all right, okay, now it's time to push this sound. Now it's time to push this sound.
Exactly. So, I mean, these are people that actually help our children. Now you're taking them away.
There's an ice cream truck outside.
I want a dipstick.
I want ice cream and it stopped out here.
No.
Well, Chucky, you want an ice cream cone? I'll give you one.
But anyway.
No, this place up the street.
Nice.
That was nice, Taco.
Thank you. I tried.
Don't cut that one out. That was good.
That was
she still beat you.
She'll beat you.
Hey, if I tried any harder, it was coming out the other end.
Oh, man.
So you got some plausible solutions on how to save these librarians' jobs.
Yes.
So why do you think these schools aren't even doing these ideas?
Because they don't give a fuck. They're making all their money. Truthfully, why don't these people on the city council take a pay cut? You're making $60,000, $70,000 a year. Why don't you only...
I don't know, not so much.
Yeah, some of them are.
Well, that depends on who the teacher is, because they
No. City council.
City council.
The people that make the decisions. Take $10,000 off all their base pay, and they're still making more money than all of us put together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you get that, you know, paper that's usually printed out saying about who's got what for how much money, and who's making the $100,000, and who's not making the $100,000... Yeah, well, we could slice off a couple tops of the freaking cake.
I'm gonna put it like this: my old principal, she's on that list, okay? But she gives so much back to the school that.
Well, yeah, there's the people that deserve it, and then there's the ones that sit back and smoke a nice big fat cigar and not give a shit.
Well, see, I always loved it since I was little, and as far back as I can remember, once a year, she'll take a group of the graduating, sixth graders on a trip down to D.C. for 3 days.
Nice.
And basically what she does is you pay a certain amount for the 3 days, and the rest is covered.
Cool.
Why not? And I remember going. It was the greatest trip I ever took in my life, and I want to go again. I say the Bastards go to D.C.
Yes.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I think we should do that soon.
Flying a big bastard flag.
No. I didn't get to go in my 8th grade year.
I didn't get to do shit.
I went to New York City my 8th grade year. It was just for a day. It was great going to the Statue of Liberty and everything, but... the bus's air conditioning wasn't working, and we were stuck in traffic for 4 hours. And, I was half naked by the time we got out of New York City.
What? We do not want to hear that story of you, the teacher, and Vaseline.
No. All right, he doesn't deny it.
It was petroleum jelly.
Oh, my God.
It was cocoa butter.
No, he used aloe vera. And Neosporin to make sure it healed properly.
So, I think what we're trying to say here about these librarians is we can't cut these much-needed jobs.
Save their job. Save their job. Save their job.
Okay, no chanting.
Well, nobody wanted to chant with me. I was hoping somebody else would give me a
fist pumping.
White power. Oh, wait, hold on.
Pick a side.
Wrong guy.
Pick a side.
God damn it.
Librarian power.
All right. Well, we are coming short of time, so we have two decisions. We've got the movie, and we got sports.
I say sports.
Sports. What about those Celtics?
I say the movie. That's the reason why we're going straight to the movie.
But we also had the UFC event that we watched last week, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And we are trying to, get UFC to like us.
That's it. We're gonna bring you I don't know. We're gonna get a van, and you're just gonna be walking on the side of the road. We're just gonna pick you up, and we're gonna make you watch that with us. Just because we're tired of you going, no, we gotta go and do something. Stop doing work. We'll abduct you.
There we go. Since we're talking about sports, I go gangster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. Oh, no one wants to see that.
Put it away.
Please. I think Pink Taco's becoming more of a lesbian now because of that.
Oh, I almost burped, but I thought I had a puke.
All right, anyways, speak your freaking thing about sports.
Oh, I love you, too.
Anybody got a gun?
I do.
If anything, can somebody just take out my eyes?
Door stop.
Why? What's wrong with your eyes?
Because I just saw something really disgusting.
Oh, okay.
It's right over there. All right.
Anyways, speak it, fat ass.
All right. I'm going to try to do this. How much time do we have?
We have less than 10 minutes.
Let's see if I can do this quick enough so we can cover the movie. All right. So the Celtics went to Game 7. They played their hearts out, but unfortunately they lost the championship to the Los Angeles Lakers. It happens. It was a great fuck game.
Conspiracy.
Exactly. I do agree with you. I almost flipped you off, but then I heard what you said. But thank you. I do agree. The referees have actually been requested to go in. We won't get an overturn, but they might get in trouble.
Let me tell you, this is years of conspiracy. All right. My opinion is this is years of conspiracy, especially with what happened with the Patriots, which I will not get into.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me keep on running. The Red Sox are on a tear. We've been playing in the, you know, in a league play. We haven't lost in the last 7 games.
Woo-hoo! 6-1, right? Or is
yes.
it 7-1?
You know what?
I
think it's because we are tiring out their pitcher because usually the pitcher also does the hit.
Exactly.
And
but
is it
our guy
also,
has to hit too.
Is it also because we switched out Manny?
Well, that's when we're on that.
Well, we played Manny last night.
I know, we beat Manny.
And we beat Manny.
He was the last one getting struck out.
Yes. Well, do you know what else is awesome? The last couple of games the Yankees and Tampa Bay have lost, we are now officially 1 game out of first place. So we win tonight, they lose, we are in a 3-way tie for first, but everybody said, oh my God, the Red Sox can't make it, they're too far down.
Dapper, but we pulled up some people from the lower leagues. And we
a lot of guys have been playing really well. You know, our pitcher last night, never pitched before in the major leagues, came out with a win, he pitched a really good game.
We got some fresh blood.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so let me keep on moving. The World Cup's been going. U.S. has tied their 2 matches.
That fucking whore.
Our league is wide open. We got screwed last night. A very controversial call. We were down 2-0. Came back to tie it. Got the game-winning goal. And the referee said no. He has now been called in by FIFA. And said because of that bad call, you can't even ref in the World Cup anymore. They threw him out of the World Cup.
Wow.
It was made official this morning. They called him in yesterday. So let me keep on running. I don't have too much time. UFC last week, we all got together as a group with some really great matches.
Yes.
Now, I told the
Duck. I was
really
surprised at that last match.
Yes.
Yes.
You'll get a chance in 1 second because I'm covering the one before that. Mm-hmm. I told the Duck there were 4 guys that he needed to watch that I think he'd like. BJ Penn, Anderson Silva, Mirko Krokop.
Krokop!
Now, I'm not even going to jump to the other one. So I told him he'll like him. We go and watch this fight. He's beating down Pat Barry. And he could continue to beat him unconscious. Instead, he gets up, puts him in a chokehold to end the match like a man. The Duck has this look like, oh my God, I respect him. Now he's already asked me to look for a t-shirt for him.
Exactly.
What do you want, Blue?
I think we had more respect just because of the fact that they were laughing and they gave each other a hug right in the middle of one of the rounds.
It was beautiful.
Yes, that showed true sportsmanship.
Right before the third round, they showed sportsmanship.
And they're like, ha ha ha, hug.
Now
and
pumping
up. Out of each other. That's the way it should
by
be.
By the end of August, our buddy Duck will be able to see Anderson Silva and BJ Penn fight because BJ Penn fights here in Boston.
Yes, we are going to that pay-per-view event.
Now, there's only one more guy that I want him to see that if he wants to see true respect, he needs to see him. It's GSP, George St. Pierre, or Rush St. Pierre, whatever you want to call him. He's a true old-school fighter. And when he ends a match, he shakes your hand and he bows and puts his forehead to your hand as a sign of respect. Okay, so let me keep on going. So we go into the final match. Rich Franklin. Oh, let me put it right. Rich Ace Franklin versus Chuck the Iceman Liddell. Great fight. I thought it went awesome. Except for the outcome.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck Liddell went for a body kick. Rich Franklin blocks his arm, breaks his forearm. Chuck Liddell's beating him up. All of a sudden, there was a lucky punch by Franklin. Caught Liddell in the mouth. His tooth went right through his lip. The referee saw the blood squirting out and called the match right before the end of the first quarter. Doesn't matter. It was a good fight. I know, you know, Liddell didn't win, but the way it came out, it was really, really well.
But, man, the Iceman melted.
It's okay. No, he didn't melt. It was just a lucky hit because he was
pounding. Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, isn't that his last match?
It might be because he still has one more on his contract, but he can opt out to retire. I'd love to see him carry out that last one.
I would like to, too. I want him to carry it out and win that last match.
Well, let's see what happens. All right, do we have enough time to move on, Piz? I think I covered it all.
Okay, I think we can quickly talk about Unthinkable.
I gotta go downstairs.
Oh.
They're singing Happy Birthday now, so.
Happy Birthday to her.
No, no, no. How about we just cut out right now? How about we just do
okay.
How about we just go down the names?
Okay, remember, check out our website at BostonBashBrigade.com. Our email address is thebastards@BostonBashBrigade.com. And
we're on MySpace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We're also on a group for Facebook.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI.
Sisterhood.
And sisters. Don't forget our brother program, Nerd Agro. Geek Agro.
Geek Agro.
I finally got it.
And finally, we got all 5 of us together.
And I want to say one thing. I want to thank everybody that's helped
this
us
will be not
raise money.
The last.
Yeah.
You know, for the Cancer Walk, especially the band Totally Inappropriate. You know, we're going to the last show tonight. I hope a bunch of people, you know, who listened to the last week's show are there. And tomorrow, we're all going to be doing the walk, which is, you know, Sunday.
Cool.
So, thank you, everybody.
Thank
and
you
for the Boston Bass Brigade.
This is King Baby Duck.
This is Bolonic.
This is Darkheart.
This is Pink Taco.
And this is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's go sing Happy Birthday.
All right.